Hello, welcome to the Homeschool 5 in 10, the podcast where every episode is filled with five of the best homeschooling takeaways, tips, and resources in 10 minutes or less. I'm your host, Kathy Gosen. Let's get started. Today we are talking about the top five online homeschool planners currently available and why you might want to consider using one. Several years ago, I began researching online homeschool planners as my girls began using computers during their school day. As I began researching online planners, I realized just how many different options were available. It was overwhelming. Although the names have changed quite a bit over the past 7 years, there are a few planners that have stood the test of time and remain at the top of my list. By the way, you will find a complete list of all 12 online planners compared in preparation for today's show in the transcript found on thehomeschool5in10.com. There you will also find a detailed table outlining the key features of each. So let's take a look at my top five online homeschool planners. Number one, Homeschool Planet. Homeschool Planet remains near the top of my list even 7 years later because of their amazing lesson plan marketplace and overall ease of use. It is one online planner that has stood the test of time and continues to thrive. While it does not provide a way to log in with a social media account, it offers nearly every other feature imaginable, including the ability to add web links and PDF files right into the lesson plan. In fact, this is the planner that may appear overwhelming if you don't need all the features. So let's take a look at some of my favorite features of Homeschool Planet. When I initially reviewed the Homeschool Planet back in 2015, a few features I was looking for in a homeschool planner was the ability to mass assign lessons and easily bump lessons when needed. I also wanted a student login portal or app so that the girls could access their daily assignment checklist on a mobile device. Finally, I wanted a multiple student assignment scheduler so I could quickly assign family assignments once instead of individually for each child. Homeschool Planet more than met my needs. In fact, I still think Homeschool Planet has one of the most user-friendly mobile student views of all the planners I have viewed. Homeschool Planet also allows you to personalize your dashboard experience to include everything from to-do and shopping lists, which you can text or email yourself later, to weather updates and even daily Bible verses. Their platform tries to cover everything a homeschool parent may be trying to balance during the day, not just homeschool planning. As they know, homeschool planning can easily be influenced by other activities. Finally, of all the online planners we are discussing today, Homeschool Planet probably offers my favorite weekly calendar view with its color coding and ease to checkmark things when complete. That brings us to the next planner on the list, the Homeschool Panda. This planner is new to the market of online homeschool planners, but it enters the scene with a powerful punch. In fact, I'm not sure there is much this newbie can't handle. It offers all those traditional features you would expect from a high-performing homeschool planner, including monthly, weekly, and daily calendar views, Google Calendar integration, and a multiple student scheduler. Like Homeschool Planet, they offer a lesson plan marketplace where you can go to automatically import lesson plans of common curricula. But the big plus with Homeschool Panda is that those pre-created lesson plans are free to download with a pro subscription versus individually paid for via add-ons, as is the case with Homeschool Planet. That said, Homeschool Planet does appear to offer more curriculum options at this juncture than Homeschool Panda, but I could see that changing in the near future. Another feature that Homeschool Panda excels in is its book tracker. It has every advantage of Libib or Goodreads built right into the platform. You can search the database to read summaries of thousands of books, scan in books from your bookshelves using your cell phone, create custom bookshelves, keep track of what you want to read or have read, and assign books to your children all within the book tracker. Homeschool Panda's budget and expense tracker is also the best I've seen. With it, you can keep track of how much you spend by category, by student, and like an envelope system, you can keep track when you have reached your allotted max for a student or subject. Finally, Homeschool Panda offers one thing right within its platform that I haven't seen with any other planner, and that is a connection platform where parents can connect with other like-minded families. While this is a fairly new planner, I can see the benefit of having an internal connection platform like this, especially as other connection avenues like Facebook tend to become more restrictive. As far as how lessons are assigned, they are assigned to a specific time of day, like 9 a.m., for example. I feel like this is a bit public school and not necessarily homeschool friendly. You can assign an assignment to an entire day, but it tends to make the calendar view look imbalanced. The daily and weekly views also start at 12 a.m., so you have to scroll down a long way to get to the hours you would typically assign subjects. And that's a lot of unnecessary scrolling. That brings us to the third planner on my top five list, Lesson Track. Lesson Track is probably the most underappreciated online planner available. I've talked with the creator of Lesson Track several times, and every time I've been impressed with his heart and desire to help homeschool families make planning easy. He is always trying to improve Lesson Track to not only keep up with the competition, but exceed beyond it. When you look at reviews of Lesson Track, simple and intuitive are two words you will see a lot. In fact, one reviewer even commented that while there are not a lot of tutorials available, the program is so easy to use that most tutorials are unnecessary. Lesson Track's drag and drop feature is among my favorite on the market. With one click, you can drag and drop assignments from one day to another. In line with being more streamlined, you won't find elite features like automatic schedule shuffling, the ability to add PDF files to your assignments, or a monthly calendar view. However, if you are a weekly planner as opposed to an annual planner, this planner will work great for you. Number 4, Well-Planned Day Online. This is probably the planner that impressed me the most this go-round. The initial setup was by far the most user-friendly. It also had a curriculum marketplace that made importing easy and is currently free like Homeschool Panda, although again, currently more limited than Homeschool Planet. Like Homeschool Panda, Well-Planned Day Online tries to consider all the working functions of a homeschool parent by including things like a meal planner where you can drag and drop meals or recipes, and a checklists planner, which you can use to assign checklists to multiple people or just one individual. This checklist feature would be great for chore lists, book lists, or even curriculum shopping lists. One feature unique to Well-Planned Day is the ability to capture special moments in a yearbook, whether that be short posts, video clips, or photos. Unfortunately, once you add these moments to your Well-Planned Day yearbook, there is, as of yet, no way to make your virtual yearbook a keepsake for years to come. Color choices are also more limited than other planners to fit in with the pastel color scheme of Well-Planned Gal's paper planners. Load times for certain tasks also seem to be a little bit slower than others. However, one plus for the Well-Planned Day online planner is that it does offer a free version if you are willing to put up with ads and don't need certain features like a student login, calendar, meals, checklists, yearbook, or reports. And now let's look at my fifth favorite planner, the Homeschool Tracker. Back in 2015, when I compared planners, the Homeschool Tracker and Homeschool Planet were neck and neck. These days, Homeschool Tracker's interface appears a bit dated when compared to others on this list, and it's also the only one on this list that is not necessarily mobile-friendly. However, it is a powerhouse as far as what it can do. It contains three different transcript options, has some of the most customizable lesson plan views available on any platform, as well as the most customizable reporting options. One of my favorite features is the ability to see a list of all the assignments concisely written for the entire year, and the ability to sort those assignments according to different criteria I choose. Lesson plans can also be reused for multiple students concurrently or over different years, and you can share your lesson plans with other Homeschool Tracker users. Due to all the customizable options, it does contain a steeper learning curve, but there are several tutorials available on YouTube to make it easier. Unfortunately, Homeschool Tracker doesn't have a free trial when compared to the competition, so you will want to check out the video tutorials first to make sure this is the planner for you. To sum it up, there are several amazing online planners available depending on your needs and wants. If you are wanting a highly customizable lesson planner, I recommend Homeschool Tracker. For an intuitive and easy to learn weekly planner, I suggest Lesson Track. If the option to record memories and menu plan are important to you, look at the Well-Planned Day online planner. And for everyone else, I'd check out Homeschool Planet or Homeschool Panda, as they currently offer the most features and will fit most homeschool families' needs. By the way, if you don't want to pay an annual fee, but you'd still like online access to a planner, consider creating one using Google Sheets. You can download a free gradebook template on 5Js and a free planner template on Cornerstone Confessions. I'll provide a link for both in the show notes. Quite frankly, this is the way I have chosen to go because I like simple, and it is very easy for me to cut and paste and view the year at a glance. Whatever planner you choose to use to organize your homeschool this year, I hope this comparison helps you find the best fit for your family. This concludes today's episode of the Homeschool 5 and 10. If you enjoyed listening to today's podcast, please leave a review on whatever platform you are listening on and click the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. All links mentioned in today's episode can be found in the show notes on thehomeschool5and10.com. Thanks again for listening to today's Homeschool 5 and 10, the show where I share the best in less. Join me next time as I share the 5 most important areas to focus on in the preschool years. See you then.